Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Today's scripture reading comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 22. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky don't snow and the sun don't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. Losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? The Eagles have sold over 48 million copies of their greatest hits. 48 million. Their greatest hits album is the best-selling album of all time, surpassing Thriller. The third highest-selling album of all time is Hotel California by the Eagles. I didn't know how to sing any of those songs. I was watching an interview with Don Henley, the leader of the Eagles this week, and they were asking him about 48 million, and he said, well, we still have our detractors. 48 million. And there are still people who see nothing special about the Eagles. And so Jesus comes to temple to teach Sunday school. So this is our last week in Mark. I know you're happy that it takes us 4 weeks to do Mark 1. But we've looked at the call of Jesus and the formation of Jesus and the baptism and temptation of Jesus and the message of Jesus, and today we're looking at the reactions to Jesus. They went on the Sabbath to the synagogue and Jesus taught, and when he was done, the people were amazed. Why were they amazed? Because he taught as someone who lived it. Not as their other teachers. And we say, well, of course, he was the Son of God. He should have been the best Sunday school teacher ever. But Jesus was learning in the process, just like we're learning in the process. But when he was done with the lesson, the people were amazed. When's the last time you were amazed at church? You can be honest. When's the last time you were amazed? What about phased? Or crazed? Or glazed? Give me some reaction. I'm okay with any of it. It's hard to respond when the bar of amazing is way up here. It's hard to reach up there. But not everybody was amazed. Not everybody can sing Desperado. Did you know Desperado was never released as a single? Neither by the Eagles nor Linda Ronstadt, who it was written for. And yet here we are singing it together by memory in church. Amazing. That's amazing. Let's try the 23rd Psalm together. Probably not. I don't see anything so special about that, some would say. But don't you wish you could? Many of you have been so supportive of me in these months that we've been together. But I want to remind you of my first Sunday here. Many of you were not too happy. We ain't never done it that way before. If you recall, the deacons interviewed me and presented me, and you never got to test drive. You never even saw me. Some of you never even heard of me before. That's okay. I never heard of some of you before either. But some of you were upset at the process, not the prosser. Man, I worked hard on that line all week. So thank you for noticing. And still, some of you aren't so sure about any of it. I had a note this week from one of you. I don't know who. You didn't sign it. But you said, your sermons certainly are different. I'm taking that as a compliment. And then they added, you're so warm when you preach. And I kind of got the big head about that. Went home, told Gail, I'm unique. Somebody said, I'm unique and warm. You know what they mean, right? She said, no, I don't. She said, weird and not so hot. I don't see anything so special about him. But don't you wish you could? I wish you could. And some of you that first week, you were wringing your hands and wondering, oh my gosh, how are we going to hold together as a congregation? We don't have a pastor. How are we going to take care of each other without a pastor? Oh, we don't have a pastor. I'm so tired of you whining. You have a fabulous staff who have stood in the gap at every point in the life of this church since April. And still, some of you sit on the sidelines and say, well, I don't see anything so special about them. But don't you wish you could? If you don't look for the blessing, you miss the blessing. If you don't come to church expectant, you miss the surprises. You miss the holy moments when the Spirit comes down and visits with us. Well, I just don't see anything special about all of that, but don't you wish you could? The people were amazed at the way Jesus taught, but some weren't. And somewhere in the middle of the teachings of Jesus, someone from the congregation shouted, "Leave us alone, Jesus!" Jesus didn't go looking for trouble that day. Trouble was there waiting. And the demon-possessed man cries out to Jesus, "Leave us alone." The demons saw something special where the people couldn't. And it was the Sabbath. And Jesus could have said, "It's the Sabbath. Come back tomorrow, I'll heal you." But that's not the Jesus way. Some people were amazed when Jesus pulled those demons out of that man and cast those demons out. Some people were amazed, but not everyone. Some people were afraid. Some people were afraid because he taught with such authority, and yet he didn't do it like we've always done it. "I just don't see anything so special about him," they would say. "But don't you wish you could?" Some were afraid of him because he was changing the way they'd always done it. And some people just refused to even pay attention. I was talking with a friend this week and told her we were getting ready for Lent at our church. "What's Lent?" she said. So Lent is the spiritual preparation as we make our way towards the cross and Easter and resurrection and redemption. "Where in the Bible is Lent?" she said. Well, Lent is not in the Bible. It came later as a spiritual practice to help us prepare, to understand what Jesus went through, to look at the life of Jesus as he made his way to the cross and then as he was resurrected. "Well, if it's not in the Bible, I ain't practicing it," she said. Come on. There's a lot of things we practice that ain't in the Bible. My friend Glenn sat back way towards the back. Steve and Robbie are kind of in that seat. How y'all doing back there? And Glenn would bring his wife, Sally. Sally had early Alzheimer's, so he had to guide her with him. And they would sit on that back row. And he always got there 15 minutes early to get his seat. And if he got there late and you were in his seat, he would tell you to move, not ask you. It was his seat. In the first 5 minutes of the sermon, if Glenn was not engaged, he got Miss Sally up and they walked out. You talk about intimidating. Whew. And he would utter to people around him, "Ain't nothing special about that today." But Glenn, don't you wish you could see something special? Don't you wish you could? Some were scared of Jesus. Some ignored Jesus. Some were amazed by Jesus. They'd never seen anything like Jesus before. He was amazing. He was scary. He was an authority. He knew how to love people in ways they'd never been loved before. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He gave sight to the blind. He walked on water. He calmed the storm. He loved everyone and labeled no one. And that scared the bejesus out of a bunch of people. But some people were amazed. But some people would stand off to the side and say, well, I don't see anything so special about that. But don't you wish you could? The story is told of two men who were standing together at the Sistine Chapel. The Sistine Chapel is the private chapel for the Pope. It's not that private because millions go through it day after week, month after month. But it was designed for the private worship center for the Pope. And it was all decorated and done by Michelangelo. And there are frescoes and paintings and sculptures. And it is a sensory overload. And one of the men had studied up on the history of the chapel before he came to the chapel. And he came in expectant, hoping for the beauty that he had read about and almost in awe as he stood there. The other man that was standing beside him had come because his wife wanted to come. And so begrudgingly, he came to the Sistine Chapel. He's seen one church, he's seen them all, kind of attitude. As they were standing there together, the man who had studied up was so overcome with emotion that he began to weep at the beauty and the talent and the spirit of holiness in that place. The man who had come begrudgingly looked at him and said, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "I don't see anything so special about this place." To which his friend turned to him and said, "But don't you wish you could?" The amazing Jesus is here for us. Our Father, our Lord, our perfect divine parent, we stand amazed in the presence of your love for us. Forgive us when we come to church begrudgingly. Forgive us when we come to worship not expecting anything. Forgive us when we come into your presence because of duty rather than devotion. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to receive the amazing presence of Jesus the Christ. For we pray in his name. Amen.